And here's what we got to do for a while more. We've got to come together. We have to practice human solidarity, and we have to win a world that these little children I see walking up here will be proud to be part of. So please, no matter who wins in the White House or any of the other houses, let's stay in the streets, let's stay in the workplaces, and let's stay in each other's hearts, and let's keep fighting.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for people that brought your weekend. Work all the time, 7 days a week, low pay, no labor laws, everything. Appreciate you, Mark. Next up, we're going to hear from Mr. Gabriel Silva from Citizen Action. Look out, come out the room. Yeah, you're right. That's here in the
playbook. Hi, everybody. So it's going to be really hard to follow that. Let's give it up one more time for Mark. Just got news recently. Biden is the next president of the United States. Yeah. As Mark very eloquently stated, a lot of the issues facing our communities did not disappear when this election was called. We still have a lot of work to do. We still might have 1.5 million New Yorkers facing eviction on January 1st in the middle of a pandemic. And in the middle of winter.
Terrible.
We still have climate change ravaging communities around the world. And our fossil fuel use is still chugging along, putting out black smoke into our air. We still have communities here in Albany living next to landfills and next to diesel trucks and bomb trains who are getting massive rates of asthma and cancer. Now, just like Mark, I'm not trying to put any of you down, but it is important that we realize that the work does not end when Biden is in office. It is now up to us to make sure that Biden provides health care for all, housing for all, increase our wages, we need more labor protection for everybody.
Hi everyone, my name is Mary Panzetta, co-facilitator of the Capital, the Coalition of Capital Region Progressives. My thoughts are brief. We come out today to celebrate and uphold the results of the 2020 presidential election. We welcome back decency to the White House with the election of Joe Biden. And we welcome the first woman and the first biracial woman to the vice president.
Here's Democratic Albany County Legislator Dustin Reedy, who is in the crowd.
Do you think that just because Biden has won the majority of electoral votes, do you think this means we're going to have a peaceful transition of power, especially given what we've seen on Trump's Twitter?
I think you'll have the most uncooperative, worst transition of power we've ever seen. I trust that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their team are going to make the best of working with a corrupt and failing administration heading into taking over the White House in January. How everything's going to turn out, I don't think anyone knows what the next 2.5 months are going to be like.
Just on the other side of the state capitol, in East Capitol Park, there was a Trump rally going. The West Park people held signs saying Black Lives Matter, count every vote, and wore Biden-Harris swag. East Capitol Park was replete with American flags, MAGA hats, and banners saying Stop the Steal and No Vaccine Mandates. The Trump supporters were a larger and much louder group, but the biggest difference by far was masks. Every Biden-Harris supporter wore a mask. Not one of more than 100 Trump supporters did, except for a small group of Asians. The rest of the segment is recordings from the Trump rally.
Trump, Trump, Trump! Trump, Trump, Trump! Trump, Trump, Trump! Trump, Trump, Trump!
All right. Just, we have people here that obviously disagree with us, and that is okay because freedom of speech for all is America.
Woo!
And we welcome all the dialogue. Anyone stealing it, whether if it's, I don't care who gets elected president, all we care about is
fair
election!
Fairness
is legal vote!
In your face, corruption!
Black people cannot vote! Black people don't count! People that don't live in this state don't count! That's legal!
Yes, of course. Illegals do not count! They're illegal!
Stop the steal!
Woo!
Stop the steal!
Get off the steal!
Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
Alright, everybody. Alright, we have someone who wants to say something.
Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
We have someone who wants to say something.
The voice trying to rein in the crowd, who earlier said that not everyone here supports Trump, is Aaron Pierce. He was wearing a Virginity Rocks sweatshirt and holding an American flag with the outline of an M16 on the back.
My name is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. My last name is Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E. Make sure this stays locally, because I don't need people tracking me down, all right?
Could you tell us what this protest is about here?
Well, a lot of us feel that something fishy is going on with all the tallies and all the votes that are being counted in swing states and ballots and being counted overnight after the polls were closed. And a lot of us find it very fishy that there was a glitch in the system in Michigan that then swung votes. And that same system was used in 47 counties in Michigan and 30 other states, including the swing states that are still counting right now. So all we want is to just protest for fair elections. Whoever wins, if it's not our candidate, we'll move on. We'll just fight harder. All we want is just fairness. We don't like fishy stuff happening in our elections. We want it to be a fair process.
And where do you get your news? Where do you find out about these things?
I basically read, like, nonpartisan news. I read Instagram Scribber News, which is a nonpartisan independent journal, independent organization on Instagram. They don't really swing it in a way. They just say what happened, what is going on, and what else. In other places, I watch Tim Pool, who is fair at his journalism, He doesn't try to always take a side. He just tries to be fair in what is happening, and he uses many different sources.
And one of the first things I noticed, no one is wearing masks here, and everyone is wearing masks over there. So could you explain what's that about, do you think? You're not wearing a mask either.
Well, technically, most of the rules are if you can socially distance within 6 feet, you don't have to wear a mask. And also, people also have the freedom of choice to be able to choose whether if they want to wear a mask or not. I don't mind wearing a mask. I just happen to be outside. You gotta get sun because it's a beautiful day. You shouldn't be wearing a mask in hot weather because you'll suffocate.